Welcome back. Happy Saturday, happy Easter. My name is Steffi and you're listening to a new episode of Waste Free Journey. I'm going to talk more about how you can create more free time for yourself by decluttering and saying goodbye to a few things that steal your time but do not add more value to your life. I really never connected the dots that quickly because I never heard about minimalism. Maybe you get the picture in your mind of the minimalists, the two guys that you've seen in the Netflix movie. They also have a book and they're pretty much everywhere. There is a male dominance in the minimalist scene that makes it even more important for me to talk about it. So I always had moving anxiety. I moved about 17, 18 times in my life. That's quite a lot. And it feels like a lot. I started to sweat. My heart started pounding when I pack boxes, when I have to put all the stuff together and make all the items I own ready for moving, because I often think I don't have a lot of stuff. And then it's 30 boxes, 40 boxes. So this moving anxiety, I could never really connect. And now I know the problem is to have too many things that I didn't even know I have. And I mean, when was the last time that you discovered something that you had no idea you still own? So my goal now is to have an overview of everything I own. That sounds crazy, but I believe it is possible to just know what I have and to know where it is. To get there, I recommend to start very small, to not go all in, but to start slowly and small. I'm also not a huge fan of the minimalist 30-day challenge where you get rid of one thing on the first day, two things on the second day, three things, and so on and so on. And so at some point you have to get rid of 24 things, 28 things. This just leads to throwing stuff away. The triggering words here are discarding and throwing, because I connect that with just ordering a container, throwing everything in, that will go to the landfill, and in the landfill, it will just pollute the environment. You start with one room, one space, 1 hour. I can guarantee you, if you do a declutter marathon of 8 hours, you're going to feel so emotionally exhausted. Don't want to do that again anytime soon. So start with an hour, with one area, get rid of everything that is obviously junk. These old receipts, old flyers and posters, stickers, screws and tools from furniture. Probably you have some IKEA furniture, so you always have some screws lying around. You can actually bring them back to IKEA. You should not throw them away. So make some bins, everything that really you need to discard of. Start with that. Because I think no one starts with giving away their TV and their bed and bookshelves. So I think starting small is a smart choice. I actually like the KonMari method of taking it all out and spreading it in front of you. And then you can separate from junk, from stuff you want to keep or things you want to sell or give away. So it's best you have some boxes prepared, sell, keep, give away. And of course, stuff you need to discard. You can, for example, start with a drawer in the kitchen, a drawer in your bedroom. Just start with one thing. On this point, I want to remind you that Fumio Sasaki, who wrote the book Goodbye Things, took about 6 years to live the life that he is happy with. The minimalist life, with only things that are important to him. But for every person, that is obviously different. When I opened his book for the first time and I saw the way he lives, I thought to myself, he's living in an empty room with just a chair and a table, and this looks very sad. But while reading through his book, I could really understand his intentions, and I think we should see his book as a guide, but not as the one lifestyle that we should just take and adopt. opt, because if you end up in an apartment with just a chair and a table, you might feel very unhappy because you are not the same person. You have to decide what is important to you and what you would like to keep in your life. Another reason why you should start small is because once you declutter all your things or one room, you have boxes full of stuff. And at this point, you already emotionally broke up with these things. Like in a relationship, if you break up with your partner, you don't want to have this partner around you anymore because you're trying to make a clean cut. So if you have boxes full of things that you wanted to give to charity, maybe you don't do it in the first days, you might just end up discarding them. That's why I think it's important to start small. If you have a little box of things you want to donate, go to your local charity shop or thrift shop, hand over the things that are still okay, clean, and not broken or damaged. For Iceland, for example, we have Góði Hirðirinn, the Good Shepherd, and at the recycling center there is a container where we can bring these things. We also, of course, have the Red Cross containers for clothes. If you want to sell something, you can do it obviously on Facebook Marketplace, but there's also blunt.is that you can sell things on. And there's definitely a way. I'm the living example of this because I gave away or sold some of the things I did not want anymore. And I always found happy buyers, or I just used the Swap Iceland group and swapped the things I did not want anymore. So I hope this episode helped you a little bit to see clearer of how you could save a lot of time by minimizing your belongings and not having all these things around you screaming anymore. But this is, of course, just step one. I think what's important is also the digital minimalism, and I want to talk about this in another episode. If you were successful in your attempt to minimize, I would be happy to hear about that. You can send me an email or just write me a message on Instagram. I'd be happy if you leave a review. And of course, if you press the following button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you will always be notified when a new episode comes out. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Saturday.